shell of the shrimp anyway. Well, that shrimp shell, it turns into a powder. It's called shrimp brain. Well, they get that from them old Chinaman platforms, and they put that in their garden, and they would rot under the ground and fertile the soil. That was the main fertilizer. They still use it today.
Yeah.
Shrimp brain is one of the best fertilizer there is.
A lot of flies. Though.
But no, it's buried. You bury it, see, and you plant on top of it. You put your shrimp brain first before you put any kind of plant to grow, before you put the seed. You put your shrimp brain about, or they measure it with their hand, man. One hand deep. They put their shrimp brain, then they cover that. And that's about a month before they plant their crop. And by that month, that shrimp brain would be rotted into the ground, would turn into, you know, just fertile the land.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would plant their crops. And that was good fertilizer. And also a little cow manure you start to go pick up in the back and fertile, you put it in the fertile land.
Okay. Do you have land that's like part soil, or part clay and part sand?
We don't have clay here.
You don't?
No. You have, on Grand Isle, you have soil and then you have sand.
Okay, that topsoil, you call that, what is it? Is it sticky, you know, gumbo?
No. It's regular black dirt is what it is. It's just black dirt because it's real fertile.
Buckshot? Is that what, you know what they call Atlanta from Galliano?
Well, Galliano, then you hit, you start hitting clay there.
Yes.
But on Grand Isle, you don't have that.
Okay.
It's too close to the water. You don't have that.
Now, any places where water will come in and out with the tide?
Oh, yeah. Every drainage ditch they got.
Huh?
Every ditch in the back, the water will come in and out with the tide. But now what they do, they build a little, what you would call it it's a little dam for it, but it's made out of wood, and it has a gate on it. And when the tide, when it rains a lot, they open the gate so the water can go out. And then when the water's all drained out, you shut the gate and the tide can't come in inside the levee. You've got a levee all around the island. The water can't come in, the salt water.
That's for mosquitoes, I imagine.
Well, it's for, and then a lot of people too, you have, on Grand Isle, a lot of people have drainage going into that ditch. Like for instance, shower, no raw sewage. But you have your shower, your washing machine, automatic washers and all that, because the septic tank would never last, and it would fill up every day. They run a line underneath the ground, and it drains into the ditch.
Yeah.
Soapy water, stuff like that,
yeah.
Go right into the ditch.
A shallow kind of arm of the sea like that, you know, a place where, we got Caminata Bay back there, but a little kind of place where the water would come in and back out again, would you ever, what is a bayou?
That's a bayou. A bayou, what they call a bayou, it's a navigable channel. In other words, it's like a main highway to buy. Of course, you got the big bayou, the little bayou. The little bayou is what you're talking about, where the tide flows by itself, in and out.
Okay.
That's called a bayou.
Any places along by the sea where salt hay would grow, or any of that kind of grass would grow?
You have a certain grass that grows only by the sea.
Mm-hmm.
We call that goat grass. It's a little green plant. It grows in the form of a vine, you would say, almost. And it'll follow the ground. It won't get tall. It'll just stay on the ground. And then that particular plant bears a small seed. And when the seed dries, it falls to the ground, and birds feed off of it, migrating doves and all kind of shore birds will feed, well, mostly doves. Shore birds will feed on the little snails and everything coming into the shoreline. That's where that grass is. We refer to it as goat grass.
And it grows in the where?
All along the Gulf, on the sand, all on the beach.
Okay. Would you distinguish like back in the woods there? What about a place that would have a lot of trees in it and water would be in there a lot of the time?
You don't have anything here where the trees and the water come in together.
Yes.
Where the water comes in, usually a small plant. You got the dry grass growing back.
Okay.
Where the trees are, is usually high, a little above the level, so the water don't stay on it, except rainwater when it rains a lot.
If it's been a heavy rain, what might it do to the